On June 21st, Candace King went to her eviction trial at the Lane County Courthouse in Eugene. Representing herself, she wasn't able to convince the judge that the property owners have a history of maintenance issues and that the fixes they did make were subpar and temporary. While the judge felt her pain, the court had to follow what the law ordered, and she ordered Candace into the streets.
I don't like their maintenance coming in and doing a job. The bare minimum standard of the Eugene Code is what they uphold my house to. My family doesn't deserve bare minimum. I don't pay them bare minimum rent.
The prosecutor did the Jack McCoy. The property owner was on Zoom, and he called representatives of R&R Properties and various maintenance contractors to the stand. Candace mentioned mold in her opening statement, so the prosecutor was able to enter evidence that would not have otherwise been entered, saying that mold was the tenant's responsibility. The Environmental Protection Agency says the key to mold control is moisture control.
Unless your walls are spongy and falling down, they don't call it considered a habitability issue, because what I've been told specifically by Randy at the Eugene Housing Code office years ago, if we had a mold provision, there would be no housing.
A friend of the court popped up with a precedent where a renter under certain circumstances can hold back rent for lack of repairs. No details were discussed. After the judge called a break, the prosecutor entered the citation into the record. Several times throughout the trial, Candace said she would never pay rent because it was unjust. At that, the prosecutor asked for a ruling. If the judge had ruled in her favor on a morality defense, the case surely would have ended up before the Supreme Court, with a rentier class on one side and the working poor on the other. Her neighbor says she was doing what we all should be doing.
Also, the legal framework doesn't matter. Candace is doing the right thing. We're in the middle of the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, as far as like wages versus versus rent, and, like, literally worse than the Great Depression right now.
The worst hobo I took it over the winter was gonna die.
But the Fed continues to use tax dollars to bail out the banks instead of families, citing moral hazard, while neoliberal policies slash household income. It's not like there's never been an alternative. Throughout U.S. history, there have been societies that lived within Earth's cycles but met their demise at the hands of extractive industries.
The Kentucky Economics Association, like, touts this whole idea that, well, poor Appalachia's poor because those people don't leave the holler. Well, Appalachia is rich because those people protect the land. And those people's legacy there and their families owning that land, what are they supposed to do? Like, the suggestion was move to the city and get a job. If you have no education and you move to Lexington, Kentucky, you get a job for $8 an hour and you can't even afford an apartment to rent and you have a home where you're from. Why would you do that? Yeah, maybe it's like their economic disadvantage, but what advantages do they have? They have the advantage of community. They have the advantage of their family. They have the advantage of being on effectively what is their, like, indigenous land. Most of the people of Appalachia are indigenous. I don't want a mortgage. I want to have a community land trust, and I want to build 2 more units here for families that need stability for their kids so that we can pull those kids out of the future system because they have a home place.
At the time of this recording, moving pods have been turned away, and a group has set up an information booth promoting housing justice. The sheriff's eviction team completed their eviction process, removing valuables in a pickup truck to the hoots and hollers of about 30 protesters. As the sheriff left accompanied by Eugene police, they said over a bullhorn that anyone remaining would be arrested for criminal trespass. For KEPW News, I'm DJ Sus D.